Dave Barry hits below the beltway, a vicious and unprovoked attack on our most cherished political institutions, by Dave Barry. For Rob and Sophie, mainly because I love them more than I can say, but also because someday they will be paying for my Social Security. Introduction. To do even a halfway decent book on a subject as complex as the United States government, you have to spend a lot of time in Washington, D.C. So the first thing I decided when I was getting ready to write this book was that it would not be even halfway decent. I decided this because I'm not comfortable in Washington. Don't get me wrong, Washington is a fine city, offering statues, buildings, and plenty of culture in the form of Thai restaurants. But when I'm in Washington, I always feel as though I'm the only person there who never ran for student council. I started feeling this way back in 1967 when, as a college student, I got a job in Washington as a summer intern at Congressional Quarterly, a magazine that, as the name suggests, came out weekly. I was totally unprepared for the Washington environment. I came from an all-male college environment where a person standing in the community was judged on the basis of such factors as, was he a good guy? Would he let you borrow his car? Would he still be your friend if your date threw up in his car? But when I got to Washington, I discovered that even among young people, being a good guy was not the key thing. The key thing was your position on the great Washington totem pole of status. Way up at the top of this pole is the president. Way down at the bottom, below mildew, is the public. In between is an extremely complex hierarchy of government officials, journalists, lobbyists, lawyers, and other power players, holding thousands of minutely graduated status rankings differentiated.